The change would make legal a practice that's already common at many wastewater treatment plants. Partially treated sewage is released when plants get overloaded, during heavy rains, for example. The wastewater is blended with cleaner water, disinfected, and discharged. Officials with the EPA say blending is a safe way for plants to avoid sewage backups into people's homes. But Laurel O'Sullivan of the Lake Michigan Federation says the policy could have severe consequences for public health in the Great Lakes region, where many sewer systems are old and in need of more capacity.
And the blending policy basically gives a pass to these sewer systems in terms of trying to have to upgrade their systems' capacity.
O'Sullivan says the policy could result in a repeat of incidents such as the 1993 sewer overflow in Milwaukee. The city's water supply was contaminated by a parasite that killed more than 100 people. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Sarah Hewlett.